Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I tell you, I will update you when things happen on cases I talk about, and we have an update. Mark passed this along to me from NBC News. The Florida man who got 10 days in jail for missing jury duty, the judge has given the man a break. So here we go. A 21-year-old man who was ordered to serve 10 days in jail for missing jury duty had his sentence vacated after a judge said the Florida man had been totally rehabilitated. Seems quite a swing from one to the other, but hey, the judge knows best. DeAndre Somerville of West Palm Beach was sentenced after he overslept and missed the start of a trial and failed to notify the court or its jury office of why he was not there. Judge John Castronakis rescinded the ruling and vacated the sentence after being extremely impressed with the young man's family support and change in character. The apology letter read by Mr. Somerville is moving, sincere, and heartfelt, Castronakis said in his order, which was released Monday. I know he has been totally rehabilitated. Somerville was chosen as a juror August 20th for a civil trial in Florida's 15th Judicial Circuit. He was ordered to return the following day at 9:30 a.m., but did not show up. He was found in contempt on September 23rd. Now, here's the thing. Somerville admitted he screwed up. He knew he screwed up. But it's one of these things looking back now on, we know what he should have done. He knows what he should have done. So maybe we've all learned a lesson here. Somerville told NBC News on Friday, I should have called, but I was kind of nervous. I also went online to look up what could really happen, and I didn't really see too much there. It looked like nobody actually ever really went to jail for it. Well, you know, what you look up on the internet depends on what you find. If you found one of my videos where I said that, you know, I've seen jurors hauled out in handcuffs, you know, maybe, but you have to think back more on what you were told during the jury selection process and how serious that seemed. Castronakis initially ordered a sentence of 10 days in jail, a year of probation, and 150 hours of community service. Somerville was also required to write a letter of apology to the court and pay $223 to cover court costs. Somerville told NBC News that his time in jail was traumatic and made him realize the gravity of his situation. He read his letter of apology at his hearing on Friday, where he said it was immature of him to not have called the court. And he said, I know I may have to live with a record that follows me the rest of my life. This was definitely a learning experience and a wake-up call for me. I'm determined to not let this define who I am and what my future will be. Now, the judge said in his order, which he issued the next day, which is a Saturday, so the judge is working on a Saturday, that he sentenced Somerville to probation as a lesson to others to take serving on a jury more seriously, but that he found that Somerville had changed and that redemption should be immediately rewarded. So, you know, here's a judge who's admitting that, you know, he's gonna actually change his mind a little bit on this. The judge wrote, moreover, I firmly believe that DeAndre Somerville is the type of person who achieves anything he wants in this world. He is a thoughtful and respectful man. I know he now understands and respects our system of justice and the critical role that jurors play in the system. And, you know, I mentioned before that I think that people really should take jury duty seriously. And it's one of those things, people joke about jury duty. You know, how do you get out of jury duty? I've had people ask me that. Steve, you know, can you do a video on how to get out of jury duty? And if you think about it, if you look at our system, and I feel like Oliver Wendell Douglas on Green Acres, that, you know, somebody should step in and start playing a fife while I talk about this. But if you look at our system that's described in the Constitution, there's the legislature, there's a president, there's a judicial system, and the judicial system's got judges, and it's got prosecutors and defense attorneys and defendants and plaintiffs and juries that are comprised of jurors. And the people in the jury are actually the ones who get the final say in all of this. Okay? So think about this. Congress passes a law. The president signs it into law. Somebody is accused of breaking the law. So the police arrest the person. A prosecutor charges the person. A trial is convened. And a trial is had, and at the end of this process, the jury is the one who decides guilt or innocence, or a jury is the one who decides who pays who what, when, where, in a lawsuit. It's the jury. They're the ones who get the final say in this entire process. Remember that the law that the jury is being asked to enforce is the one that came down through these other branches of government. And it's all happening in the judicial system. And the same is true of state courts, the same thing. And so to look at this in that context and say, I want to get out of jury duty. I understand it's an inconvenience. I understand that you might not get paid very well for doing it. You might not get paid at all, other than what they pay you the pittance for showing up. I understand that it's an inconvenience. And I understand some people get called more than other people. And I don't know how that works. But in principle, in general, the idea of being on a jury is actually something that you should do as part of your civic duty. If you're an American citizen and if you're proud to be an American. I know the music should be playing right now. But if you are proud to be an American and you like American institutions and you like the way that things are set up in our Constitution, you should do jury duty and you should do it proudly and you should take it seriously. And I've mentioned before, I've gotten 2 or 3 notices. I've only had to go to court 1 time. I went through the questioning process and I was not selected. Okay. But I was prepared. I was there. I set time aside. They asked me, do you have a week to set aside for this trial? I said, yes, I do. And I didn't get chosen. You know? So the guy who overslept, we now know what he should have done. He should have called the court and said, I overslept. What should I do? And they might have said, you know something, we have another alternate. Go and, you know, live your life. They might have said, we're waiting for you. Get over here fast. But the point is he could have called. He didn't call. So it looks like the sentence has been vacated, but he did spend some time in jail. I know people who said, well, that's a little harsh. And it is. It is. You know, the judge could have done a whole range of things. The judge could have fined him. The judge could have, threatened him with jail. The judge could have put him on probation for a while. I mean, the judge could have done a whole bunch of things, okay? But the time he spent in jail, he can't have those days back. And I feel bad about that because it sounds to me like the kid made a mistake and he's learned from the mistake. So, you know, I think it ends well here. And if nothing else, this event has taught a lot of people about taking jury duty seriously. So, again, I know people think I'm going over the top, but I'm here to tell you that if you ever get charged with a crime, okay, you ever get charged with a crime, there's going to be a prosecutor prosecuting you. And you're going to have an attorney who's going to say, I'm going to do my best to defend you. But your fate is going to rest with the jurors. And ask yourself now how you feel about those people trying to get out of jury duty or not taking it seriously. Okay? So remember, you can't always go, gee, what does this mean to me? How does this affect my life? Just look at it from the very, very narrow viewpoint of I don't want to be on a jury. What about the day when you need a jury? That's what you need to think about. So again, the update, the judge who sentenced the man to 10 days in jail has basically vacated the sentence, meaning he won't have a record. And, you know, he can go on and live his life. And this won't be the defining moment of his life. So that's a good thing. And, you know, like I said, I update you when I can. So if you see any other stories I've talked about, get updates in the news, send them my way. Mark, thanks for passing this along. Questions or comments? Otherwise, put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.